Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Werner Bach, farmer from Canada, joining us, talking about the mysterious, or not so mysterious, deaths of over 300 of his livestock on his farm. And one of the possibilities that you'd mentioned, Werner, is whether someone is somehow manipulating the local atmosphere to cause some of these deaths. So how would you do that? What's the mechanism by which you do that kind of thing?
In the 75-minute documentary, it's all sequentially in there, about when you use directed energy, you know, like lasers or masers. What I showed there where the animals had burned on their noses, burned spots on their noses, that meant directed energy beam. And I followed it up. I have some other pictures where I showed originally the beam is round, but where it hits, it's an uneven surface. Then it follows the contours of the surface, and you can determine the direction where the beam had come from. When you look right straight from the front, it's perfectly round. When you look from the side, where they had focused it partly into the nostrils, then it follows the contours of the nostrils, the uneven contours of the nostrils.
But as I say, it's Werner, you're talking about a directed energy instrument. Was this done from the air? Was it done from the ground? I mean, basically, you're pictures show something that probably was directed from above the animal.
No, in most of the cases, what I've been documenting, it indicates that it came from the ground. See, it's the cattle there on the lower farm here. In the lower farm, it's roughly about 110 acres, and it's surrounded by woodlands and some hills, you know. So it's roughly about 250 yards up to the edge of the surrounding woods. Plus, right through the middle of the farm, there goes a highway or country road, you know.
Right.
And so it can be done from the road. We had seen the vehicles parked there, right across from the animals where they were in the right across the fence where the animals were in the pasture, you know.
Well, were you ever able to see, like in the first instance, where you were able to ID a vehicle spotlighting the cattle? Did you surveil your herd? Were you ever able to ascertain how exactly they were doing this? Did you ever witness anybody in the woods around the area or stalking around in your pastures? Were you ever able to ID individuals, perpetrators?
I've identified when I was being targeted with those beams, you know, when they basically hit me in the back or in the back of my leg or so, and I was able to determine the direction it had come from. When it was during the winter, I would line it up, the direction, and then I went to the spots, like from the hilltop and so, and there were fresh tracks in the snow where somebody had been there, and I identified the person. Then I followed the tracks up, and they came out at this neighbor's driveway. And the boot size fitted about his teenage son.
I think I asked this before, but I just want to make sure that I understand. You were the only one whose animals were being targeted in this manner, correct? Your neighbors did not have these types of cases where animals were exhibiting these burn marks?
Another German neighbor, they came over around the same within a few months after I had come over. And when the young fellow, when he bought the farm up at the road, and he moved his whole cattle herd there, and he was looking very well after them. There over a period of roughly about half a year, I think he lost at least 9 or 10 cows. And I was there, you know, I helped him when we wanted to get some of the cows that had been targeted, when we wanted to get them up, and all the cows were paralyzed. The hind end was paralyzed. They would stand up on their front feet, they would eat and pass feces and everything, but they couldn't get up. And the last cow I witnessed there, this was in early spring. We were come by on the road, and the cows were relaxing on the side hill. And one black, white-faced cow, she was chewing a cat, her cut, you know, and she was in a good shape. And the raven were sitting on her hind end, and they picked already holes in 2 inches deep. and she didn't flinch a muscle.
What year was this that your neighbor was hit?
The year was 1973 and 1975. And I saw he was looking very well after his cattle. They had the best hay and everything, you know. But he just had bought this farm at the road, you know. Because when they first came over, they bought just only a small farm, 65 acres, right, you know, bordering on the north side of my farm. But then the next few years later, the young fella, he moved further out in the countryside, and he bought this farm. I think it was about a square mile. You know, some patches of woodland in between, I think over 500 acres, you know. And as soon as
how far away from your farm was his?
Oh, that farm is about 4 miles away from where I am.
And so he's the only other person that you know of that was victimized or their cattle was victimized in this manner?
I was talking to some of the farmers around who were losing livestock, and they did not know what had happened. But when they described to me the symptoms, a lot of the symptoms, they matched what had happened to my cattle. But as I say, at the time, I was not aware. I knew that there were lasers, you know, because the lasers were... I tried to keep up, you know, with most of the sciences, and I knew that about... lasers had been invented about a little bit over 50 years ago, and the masers had been brought to the knowledge of the public at around 60 years ago.
You're suggesting then, Werner, that they're using laser beams to somehow do this manipulation?
Lasers or masers, but they use what I'm documenting, they were using a combination of frequencies. For example, when you use UV light, it changes the oxygen into ozone. And when you use the heat-producing frequencies, it can be done with microwaves or with lasers, you know, and you oxidize the atmospheric nitrogen. And when this energy is being focused on the nose of the animals, then the animals breathe in this modified bubble of air with devastating consequences. And what kills an animal, what kills a 1,200-1,400-pound cow is no trouble killing a human being. And they come down with a massive heart attack.
You know, I'm getting a couple of thoughts here. One is that you feel that your German heritage may somehow be at play here because of the other rancher also being German. That's one thing. So I'm getting a sense that you think your heritage may be a part of this.
But just only peripheral, because. When I came here, you know, I basically caught the last 5 years the way things used to be in the bad times. And then in the mid-70s, early in mid-70s, a crowd came in. You basically, if they wanted something what you had to give it to them.
I'm confused. Who came in?
A crowd of ruthless followers, basically a grassroots crime movement. Localized mafia, whatever you call it. You know, anything goes.
Are we talking about organized crime or what?
Basically, it's a grassroots level. And this was being confirmed to me about 2 years later by an RCMP officer. You know.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about law enforcement here. Now, how many head of cattle did you lose before you reported this, before your suspicions that these your cows were being victimized? When did you first report this to the RCMP?
In early 1975, when I noticed there those vehicles stopped there on the road, and the place where they stopped coincided with the only place from where they could look into the loafing barn.
I think it's fair to say, ladies and gentlemen, that we have lots and lots of questions to ask of our guest. And frankly, I'm still kind of curious about some of these things. I don't understand every detail yet. And can we say there is no paranormal connection? Werner Bach joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. a former U.S. military intelligence officer, is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Werner Bach, a farmer from Canada, telling us about the mysterious deaths of so much livestock. Now, I wanted to drop in just one quick question here. There's a story I found going back on an online publication called Huffington Post, where this is the headline, okay? And maybe you can answer what this means, okay?
Yes.
Werner Bach blames death rays aliens for cows' deaths, faces charges in Canada. I'm not hearing from you that we're seeing death rays. What's going on?
See, I had the fourth court appearance. On my fourth court appearance, at the provincial court, in December, on the 7th of December, I took the witness stand on my own behalf, and a reporter from CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Kate Ledrick, was there. And when I took the witness stand, I said to the judge, I said, please admonish members of the media that their mandate is to report facts, what has been said in this courtroom, and their mandate is not to write fiction, and especially when it is a national broadcaster, like the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And the same thing is with Huffington Post. You know, it's more interesting, you know, to report fiction than fact. As I say, look, the evidence I've gathered, it does not point to extraterrestrials or UFOs, but it points very distinct toward organized crime at the local level and at members, some rogue elements in the military.
So why are they saying there's a ET or some kind of paranormal explanation?
After my court appearance there on the, when was it there, on the 11th of June, when those stories were being floated, what I found especially interesting on the Huffington Post, of what interest should it be to the Huffington Post when a small beef farmer in eastern Canada is in front of a court and make up this story about UFOs and aliens? And within 24 hours, there are over 400 comments being posted, most of them derogatory about me, you know, but about this UFOs and aliens. This is what the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, want to make fly already a few years earlier, but it didn't work in order to discredit me.
Well, that's the, yeah, that you leave it to the media to sensationalize a case of this sort and put their own spin on it. I've had a number of conversations with you, and you've been pretty adamant to me that you feel that this is more of a human-perpetrated wave of cattle deaths. And
as I say, listen, I don't know what happened in the southwestern United States and so, and about UFOs and aliens, but I believe in the Holy Scriptures and in the Bible, and you read in the Bible in Revelation, you know, and there are different passages in the Bible. And if you are a Bible-believing Christian, you have to believe the whole thing and not just being selective, you know. And it talks about different entities, you know. And, you know, as I say, maybe I'm doing a disservice, but I'm right straight out front. About last year in the summer, I was in Moncton in front of Staples Business Depot in the parking lot. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a blue sky, and I saw one of those Kentrail jets, the C-135, flying at about maybe 10,000 feet. But it was not flying the general direction of the air traffic, but it was flying towards the northwest. And I, there in the parking lot, in the sunshine, I saw a flock of seagulls there, you know. And then I looked up at the plane, and I saw, at first I thought it was a small bird that was buzzing, flying pretty high, you know, white bird, you know. But then I took a closer look, and then I thought this, whatever it was buzzing around that big tanker plane, you know. And then I thought, damn it, you know, birds generally, they don't fly, white birds, there are no white birds around that fly roughly about 10,000 feet altitude, and that can keep pace with a jet plane that flies at least 750, 400 miles an hour. But then I got a closer look at it. It was a round object, approximately 15 to 20 feet in diameter, you know, compared to the size of the plane. And I would say the outside rim was about six, maybe 6 feet thick and it kept buzzing around the plane, you know, in an erratic way. And to the left, there was a small, fluffy cloud, and I just wanted to turn around and get my camera from the vehicle. And when the next time I looked, that little thing was gone, you know, after it had directed, proceeded towards that little fluffy cloud.
That's interesting. I mean, we could probably come up with a prosaic explanation for that. You're not suggesting that this somehow is tied in with your particular case here. You're just saying that you saw this in conjunction with what you thought was a plane spraying chemtrails.
Yeah, and as I say about chemtrail planes, yeah, they are doubting us here on the East Coast, and I've taken hundreds of photos over the last 2.5 years. And then manipulate.
Right. Well, that's a whole different subject and conversation. You know, we at the Paracast have looked into this, and quite frankly, a lot of these persistent contrails, I think, are being misidentified as chemtrails. There is quite a large weather modification and cloud seeding effort underway in North America, and the silver iodide does tend to help create cloud cover with the help of kerosene exhaust from jets. But let's get back to your case here. When did you mentioned to me that you contacted Linda Moulton Howe. When did you first find out about her, and when did you contact her, and what did she say to you?
Well, I spoke to her, I think, 3 times over the last 6 years or so. The last time I spoke to her about a year and a half ago, and I referred her to my documentary and on the pictures that Sheldon Day had posted on the Internet. About a year earlier, before I made the documentary, Sheldon Day had posted for me over 100 pictures. Some of the same pictures are in the documentary, and I had categorized them by the different type of energy beams that had been used and what injuries they were causing. And last time I spoke to Linda Moulton Howe, and I referred to her about those pictures in the documentary, and she said, I only investigate cattle mutilations done by UFOs and aliens.
So she's not interested in what you do, and we'll have a lot more to say about that and about your experiences. Coming up shortly, Werner Bach joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we got Werner Bach, a farmer from Canada, talking about the deaths of livestock. That you were in touch with Linda Moulton Howe. She says that she only investigates the paranormal kind. So why get in touch with her in the first place if that's what her point of view is?
Well, this is what she then finally expressed very definite. And I said, I thought to myself, what kind of a crackpot investigator? If you want to investigate something, you keep an open mind.
The key being here that before you decide whether it's ET or anything extraterrestrial, first, figure out what's going on, what the cause might be, and make the cause be determined by the evidence, not what theory you hope to prove.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, that's... But then I looked up her personal profile. I think her dad worked for Lockheed Martin, military industrial sector. And when she started out her career, she started right away out with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Well, whatever. The point being here, she was not the right person to contact. But there are people out there who maintain that cattle mutilations or mysterious deaths, you can decide which group to include, but these are caused by some kind of intervention of a paranormal source.
Well, as I say, I don't want to deny that there is a possibility that some of the cattle mutilations has been done by other entities or some secret military agenda. And as we see, the militaries, they are more and more controlled and working towards Agenda 21, globalization.
Wow, we're just getting into all sorts of possibilities here. Okay, so there's another conspiracy at work here involving the military. Globalization, you mean creating a one-world government?
A corporate global economy, and there is no room for small family farms.
Okay, on what do you base this? Something that you see in a conspiracy site or a book, or do you have some kind of personal information?
As I say, you know, I don't say conspiracy. Conspiracies have been a fact of life ever since human beings have been on the earth.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to create a conspiracy, but basically I think what Werner is saying...
What I'm saying, those that want to ridicule us when we talk about conspiracies, I'm firing it right back at them, and I ask them, from what planet did you just fly in?
Well, see, I'm still trying to wrap my head around why you have been targeted, why you have been selected to be victimized. That's, you know, you need some sort of motivation. You need a motive to.
Oh, that thing. Look, I'm not the smartest guy, you know. So I don't pick up right away on the clues, but I'm very persistent. And I had over 30 years, over 37 years to put that together. Plus, I've been on this planet now for over 70 years. And if you don't get the things right away, you know, can shed light on them, then you look at long-term patterns.
Yeah, exactly. And that's important. Now, let's talk about the local veterinarian response to your cases. Obviously, when these animals started coming down with strange, unexplained burns, obviously the lungs were impacted because I've seen some of the autopsy photographs of the lungs, and obviously these animals, it's unusual to see the kinds of afflictions that these animals died from. Now, when you first approached your local veterinarian, or veterinarians, I would imagine. What was their response to this? And
the first cow that died, next morning I phoned up the veterinarian, the one that had been there the day before, Dr. Liesk, and he came out at around 10 o'clock and to do an autopsy. And when he cut the cow open, right away, one thing what I noticed, there was an extreme sour smell comes from the rumen. And there was massive corrosive damage. The inside lining of the rumen was peeling right off. So I pointed that out to the doctor, and he said, oh, that's normal, after the animal has been dead for half a day. And I said, no, that's not normal. It does not, the stomach acid is not that strong that it caused that much of a damage. And besides the point, the cow still was alive at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she still was warm when I came out in the morning, you know, so she had died just only a short while earlier.
And what were the weather conditions? This is early spring in New Brunswick.
Sunshiny morning, and there was just only a mild frost during the night.
Okay, so you were right down around freezing then.
Yeah.
So that animal would stay pristine for quite a while, actually, for at least that day.
You know, I always did check-in and back-check-in. Right on the other road, there was a small slaughterhouse. So I asked the old fellas, next time you kill a cow, keep the stomach there, keep it closed. And I want to see for about a day, and I want to see if the stomach acid is causing this kind of a damage, you know. And a day later, I picked up, I had a look at the stomach, and there was nothing, no corrosive damage to the inside of the stomach. But anyway, then I pointed out to the veterinarian, I noticed a massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle. And he said, yeah, massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle. I said, I asked him, what can cause it? Oh, probably some kind of poisoning. After he made that kind of an assessment, he cut about the size of an open hand a patch out of the stomach wall. Then he took his hatchet and he scraped and discarded all the corroded lining that was peeling off. He discarded it on the ground. And then to top it off, he went to a puddle of dirty water and dipped the rest of the sample into the dirty water. And then he put it in his clean plastic bag to forward it to the pathology lab to test for pathogens. Oh. And I just shake my head.
Huh. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that's not how you properly gather forensic evidence.
This kind of incompetency and this basically lying to me, I've encountered now for the last 37 years with the veterinarian.
Doesn't that make you, though, want to give up this business or maybe take your work somewhere else? Why would you put up with so many years of this abuse?
Because I was living under the delusion that Canada was a country, the bastion of freedom and justice, one of the last great countries in the world. But in the meantime, I found out what has been swept all underneath the Canadian carpet over the last few hundred years. And it is outright disgusting.
You're saying that this kind of phenomenon has occurred elsewhere for all those years?
Oh, no, I don't want to say about Canada. What I mean, the corruption in the system, you know? And you people on south of the border, you are facing one big enemy, you know, that basically has lured you into one war after another for the sake of the British Empire. And when you look at all the history, you know, it's... I got quite a wake-up call over the last two, three years, when I came here to North America, you know. I grew up over there in Germany, and our part of Germany was occupied by the British, you know. And all what the history and everything, you know, and the school curricula, it was all determined by the occupation force. But my parents, they went through the First World War, they went through the Second World War, so did some of my relatives and some of the neighbors. They went through the Second World War, some of them were prisoners of war, and so we knew more at the grassroots level than what the media or the education system told us. But when I came here to North America, you know, I basically came to the conclusion North American people have been basically fed for at least the last 100 years, such a filtered version of history and what happened. And that way they had been lured into two world wars, you know, to do the dirty work for the banker.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into a lot more of this, and it does sound like a conspiracy theory to me. We've got Werner Bach joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Chris has his trickster voice enabled. Werner Bach joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. And I'm still really not focusing on this in the proper way. And maybe it's my fault. I really don't understand here how the conspiracy involving the killing of your livestock is part of a global conspiracy. I still understand the purpose of it. Why are they killing this livestock?
Over the years, gradually, I was picking up bits and pieces where I got the real mindset of some of my neighbors that were very cunningly disguising what they were really all about. This was about 15 years ago. One neighbor, a good church-going lady, you know, she said to me, "Oh, the land was granted to our forefathers and their descendants for all times." You know, the original grants, you know, the original land grants. And I happened to, a few years earlier, get a copy of the land grant map. And who were the original families that first, the European families that first settled this land? And as I say, this lady said, the land was granted to our forefathers and their descendants for all times. So I counted right back, and how about when they sell it? Oh, it belongs to them anyway.
Okay, so she's saying the land doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and, so why not just go to court and assert their point of view and saying, okay, it's not his land, we feel the land belongs somewhere else. Why go through all this? You're saying they are responsible for killing your livestock? Are they trying to discourage you to get you to leave? What?
This basically tells about the mindset of some of the old families here. Some of the old families. A lot of the old families are decent people. But then we got some dirtbags. And some of them, a lot of them, they got the chip on their shoulder because they came over from the British Isles, that they are still the masters.
Basically what I'm hearing, Werner, is that your German heritage may be what is causing you to be the focus and the target of these masers and lasers. Of course, according to the Canadian government, they're blaming you for not taking care of your herd. Now, obviously, if you're rocking the boat and you're calling these people out, I mean, I've talked to you at length, and you've gone through some of the amazing permutations of your, you know, dealings with the Canadian government about this. Do you feel that it is your German heritage that has
many things come together? Because I hate injustice. I hate criminals, especially the criminals I've encountered, and that want to put up the image of being the honorable citizens in the community. And as I say, I've been farming now for over 50 years, pretty near 55 years.
You know what? I think if I was in your position where I was being harassed by my neighbors or whatever, I'd sell my farm and get the heck out of there. Why go where you're not wanted?
But listen, I did not think that it would have been a 37-year haul. You know, I thought it was an isolated case. But after 37 years and after I've seen the corruption all through the government, you know, and incidentally, I am being hauled into court upon trumped-up charges where I presented all the evidence in court, you know, under the auspices of the Minister of Justice, the Attorney General for New Brunswick, Mary-Claude Blais. She's a lawyer.
Right, but the question here is, after being hauled into court, did they fine you? Did they threaten you with jail? What happened? What's the outcome?
Oh, no. This is still ongoing. I've had now my fifth court appearances. My next court appearance is supposed to be, I think, on the 23rd of June this year. And I said to the judge, the way I'm being gassed day after day whenever I go outside, you know, you're just waiting that I kick the bucket and then the problem of Werner is gone.
So if you're gone, they just take over your land?
Basically, they got me out of there. And this is what one of this family clique said to me, you know, when he kept gassing me and they kept messing around with me with lasers and everything, you know, like chemical warfare.
But it's only happening to Werner Bach. It's not happening to anybody else.
Not just only to me, but most of the other people, they didn't know about it. And when they know about it, they are so scared they don't want to stand up against this bunch of this organized crime.
Okay, so you're saying there are other people who are having the same problem. Okay, are these fellow farmers in your area or what?
What I said to you, this other farmer there, when my trouble started up in the RCMP, in order to at first they start investigating, and when I named some names of some honorable citizens in the community that had been hanging around and that belong to the same family clan, you know, then suddenly from one day to the next, they didn't want to know anything anymore about. And I was under the gun. This bunch, they kept killing my animals. You know, when I was coming out in the morning, some of the beautiful animals, you know, then suddenly within 2-3 days, they would sit right down, lose 300-400 pounds, and they looked like walking skeletons, you know, and then a few days later, they were dead. And this bunch of young hellhounds, this bunch of young clique, they were running around at daytime, at night, around my premises, and more animals started dying, and the police suddenly didn't want to know anything anymore. But by that time, I had found out already so much that I was being approached by the RCMP, two high-ranking officers. They came to see me. Because the day before, I had done things my way, you know, in the Trans-Canada, but I did not offend against any kind of law, you know, but I raised up a stink on the Trans-Canada, and it created quite an embarrassing situation for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The next morning, I had a visit from two high-ranking officers. They said to me, "You're doing an awful lot of driving lately." I said, "So what? Are there any restrictions for immigrants, how much driving they can do in this country?" I said, "What do you want? My car is licensed. I got a driver's license. You know, what do you think how it would make us look when you find out all those things and we don't?" I said, "Your image is already pretty scratched anyway, because a few scandals had surfaced, you know, where Mounties were involved in burning the barn in Quebec. Another Mountie had placed explosives in a supermarket, you know. But anyway, I was being picked up and put in the loony bin."
Well, you know, you're going to find that anywhere. You're going to find good eggs and bad eggs in law enforcement, in legal community, in government. In government, you're going to find a higher percentage, I would imagine. But Werner, here, let me ask you a really important question. You are claiming that your animals are being targeted and that there's physical evidence that supports your research and your conclusions. Do you have any scientific evidence that backs up and proves your theory correct? Do you have anything that you can show the court, the law enforcement community, and the scientific community that backs up your conclusions?
I can go even further. I spoke to some of the scientists who had done the research, a Dr. Burkhardt and a Dr. Richter, and whose research was published in PubMed, one of the most reputable scientific publications here in North America.
Have they looked at forensic evidence from your animals? I'm talking about your animals. Have you had necropsies done properly by a veterinary pathologist who has examined tissue samples and determined that your conclusions, that your theories are viable?
This whole Department of Agriculture, every Minister of Agriculture had knowledge about it. And what I've encountered with the veterinarians and with the pathology lab, it's outright scandalous. About 5 years ago, there was a new SPCA inspector. She was recommended to me. And she picked up one calf that had just died the day before. And she said, I forwarded it to the pathology lab in Fredericton. She filled out the forms and everything, wrapped it in plastic. And she said, one of our people is going to Fredericton, and they will bring it there. And I had two more lungs in the deep freeze of two other animals that had been killed. And she took them too. And then about 3 days later, I contacted that lady and I said, did you get anything back from the pathology lab? She said, no. But she said, it might cost quite a bit money. So I phoned up the pathology lab and I spoke to a Dr. James Golf. And I asked him about if they had, and he said, is there done any testing and any examination? And he said, no, we got a phone call from the SPCA to destroy the specimen. And I informed him, I said, listen, those specimens are still my property.
And then you know what? We have to focus on this mystery again in our next segment. And also we have questions from our listeners to pose of Werner Buck about his encounters, his experiences. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.